This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch for part two of the Morning Farm Show in just a few moments. With part one, I'm Randy Prangy. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat ended the day at 547 and a quarter. That was up 5 3/4. December wheat ended at 562 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. March wheat ended at 582 and a half, up 5 1/2. September corn yesterday ended at 356 unchanged. December corn ended at 365 unchanged. March corn ended the day at 378 and a quarter. That was down a quarter. September soybeans yesterday ended at 1085 and 3/4, up 10 and a quarter. November beans ended at 1023 and 3/4, down 4 and a quarter. January beans ended at 1031 and 3/4, down 3 3/4. September soybean meal yesterday ended at 416.50, up 278. October meal ended at 356.70, up 47. December meal ended at 344.20, up 7. September soybean oil yesterday ended at 32.67, down 36. October oil ended at 32.70, down 35. December oil ended at 32.81, down 36. September oats yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade ended at 359 and 3/4 unchanged. December oats ended at 341. That was down 3 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade weakened both corn and soybean values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny lower at $3.52 to $3.75, while soybean bids dropped 38 to 70 cents at $11.31 to $12.60. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at $3.45 to $3.74, while soybean bids dropped $1.06 to $1.69, ranging from $10.24 to $12.64. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 4 cents lower at $3.36 to $3.77, soybeans down 15 to 16 cents at $11.28 to $12.26, and the wheat bids up 5 to 7 cents at $4.56 to $5.07. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 4 to 64 cents on Wednesday, ranged from 12.04 to 13.24. Basis ended steady to 60 cents lower, ranged from 180 to 300 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 546.80 to 60680, which was $28.10 per ton stronger, with basis steady at 130 to 190 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bid steady at 384 to 396, with basis also steady on Wednesday, range from 28 to 40 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bid steady to 4 cents lower at 369 to 375, with basis steady to 4 cents weaker at 13 to 19 over September. Soybeans down 4 to 14 cents at 1029 to 1234, with basis steady to 10 cents lower at 5 to 210 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bid steady to 5 cents lower at 381 to 386. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 4 cents with quotations at 1049 to 1174. Soft red winter wheat up 4 to 5 cents at $4.99 to $5 even. And the Milo ended steady at 364 to 365. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 327 up to 335. New crop soybean bids range from 982 to 1007. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 324 to 337. New crop soybean bids 978 to 1008. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 3 1/4 up to 345, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 993 to 1013. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
October hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 95.92, up 82. December hogs closed at 90.50, up 80. February hogs closed at 89.92, up $1.12. August cattle yesterday ended the day at 153.20, down 35. October cattle 147.82, down 42. December cattle 150.77, down 47. August feeder cattle yesterday ended at 218.15, up 62. September feeders ended at 214.47, up 27. October feeders ended at 212.15, down 32. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 97 cents lower in the range of $84 to $93.50, with the weighted average carcass price at $91.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 to $5 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 66, 4 to 5 weights 64 to 68, 5 to 6 weights 67 to 70, and 6 weights and up 70 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $59 to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 25,085 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn for Tuesday, August 26th. They had receipts of 168 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148 to 155. Select and choice 149.50. Select steers were 146 to 148.50. Choice slaughter heifers 150 to 154.75. And select heifers 140 to 149. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums, average dressing 117 to 122 with the high dressing 127 to 139. Breakers were 115 to 120, 25, with the high dressing all the way up to 129. Boners were 108 to 114, and the high dressing 121.50. Leans were 101 to 104. Now on to the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 281 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 152 to 160.25, select and choice 146 to 149. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 145.50 to 150.25, and choice slaughter heifers 152 to 159. Select and choice heifers 144 to 149.25. Now the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 337 head. Steers and heifers were $1 to $1.50 lower. Holstein steers were $1 to $2 higher. Choice slaughter steers ranged in price from $150.50 to $160. Select and choice $145 to $149. Choice slaughter Holstein steers $143.50 to $150. And choice slaughter heifers, 152 to 156.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 432 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.18. That was $2.98 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $247.41, that was $1.07 lower, with select carcasses at $237.60, that was 88 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 116,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000, that compared to 401,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated are not available to us on this Thursday morning, so that will wrap up part one of the Morning Farm Show.
The Farm Progress Show is all about showcasing agriculture. With this year's bumper crop, many are eager to boast about American ag. But with this bumper crop and lower commodity prices, the value of farmland is being analyzed. Dale Opperly of Heartland Ag Group was at the Farm Progress Show to address the land value concern.
We're looking at a declining commodity price level that has everyone concerned because you can read it in the paper. We've got a silent helper out there in the fields in that Central Illinois is going to have a spectacular crop. We did a yield check of 20 prime farms and they averaged 250 bushel corn. Last year, those same 20 farms averaged 210 bushel corn. So part of our money this year is going to come from bushels per acre. And the decline in farm income will be there, but it'll be modest. And that decline in income drives farmland values. It drives net income. It drives cash rents. And so we're going to see modest pressure on all of those areas.
Now, you said over the years there has been a general uptick in land prices, but there have been some corrections over the years, and we're going to be going through another correctional period.
Yes, I took a look back at my career when I got out of the University of Illinois in 1972. Land has gone from $800 an acre prime farmland in 1972 to $13,000 here in 2014. And in that chart of values that I show my interested listeners, there were only three interruptions to the uptrend. In year 2008, we went sideways at $7,000 an acre because we thought our hat was going to blow off. We had gone up very quickly prior to that. Go back to the other interruption before that, and it was when the terrorist attack occurred in New York on 9/11. And farmland values did not take it on the chin like everything else. We went down between 10 and 12% and then started the uptrend. So one sideways, one modest decrease. And then all of us remember 1980 to 1986 when we had a correction in land values from about the $4,000 level back below $2,000 level on prime land, call it a 50% decline, because we had inflation, speculation, and a lot of things going on that are not going on today. So I'd like to tell your listeners and believers in investing in farmland, come on in, the water's fine. It's a low volatility sport. We've only had one problem in 40 years, and we don't see those same signs on the horizon today, even though we are at a high, relatively high land value level.
And you said that something that concerns everyone is inflation, and farmland is probably the number one hedge against that.
Farmland historically has been the number one hedge against inflation. Most of the folks I hang out with or run into are real leery of our government spending, the ceasing of that spending, and many people have pointed out to me that the only way to get out of debt is to pay it back with inflated dollars. The stage has been set for some massive inflation with low interest rates and the money supply out there, and so a lot of people that are a little wary of $13,000 farmland today are looking over their shoulder at inflation and saying, I hear the hoofbeats of that coming someday. So, you know, it will protect me from this level on up.
Now, you said that you have a favorite saying when it comes to farmland.
Farmland is a growth stock. It's a wonderful investment because it's got an earnings component that's been 2.5% to 4% each year. Over the last 40 years, it's averaged almost 7% increase in value. That makes it a combined return of just under 11%. And when you compare that to anything in your mind, I'll compare it to the stock market over that same 40-year period. The stock market in that same 40-year period earned 6.4% combined. So farmland has truly been one of the best investments on the planet. And people from outside agriculture are bringing their money in to experience that pleasure.
So over the long term, people can feel safe with farmland. However, for the short term, how would you suggest farmers handle the decrease in commodity prices with inputs being slow to come down and land prices where they are and where they're going to be for the short term?
If you're making a short-term decision, your management skills are going to show through. You're going to have to manage your costs better, do a better job in marketing. And for example, right now, if you've got half of your crop sold ahead this year, you're loving it because the prices have declined. So management skills will make margins very good even in these environments. So I ask farmers to be conservative on their expenses, watch their management skills on their marketing, and farmland has a locational component. If you're a farmer in a neighborhood and land is up for sale and you'll never get another shot at it, that'll make you look at it a little differently than an investor that's pulling money out of a hedge fund and plunking it down and he doesn't even know where the farm's at. So farmers will always put a critical eye on farmland. One of the things I noted is the farming community bought 71% of the land in the first 6 months of this year. They put their money where their mouth is while the investor went to the sidelines. And so if you want a good, warm insight into agriculture, the folks that are running the agricultural machine, our best farmers, are putting their money where their mouth is. And that gives me a huge degree of confidence in our future.
All right, very good. Any final thoughts before we go here?
Our world population is increasing. If you look at that chart and see 9 billion people in 2050, and don't forget, they're going to eat like 13 billion people because they want better food. We've got an awesome job just of filling everyone's belly. If you overlay the average annual increase in farmland values over the last year, 50 years, over the world population increase, the trend lines go up at about the same angle. And so my old friend Leland Glazebrook in your broadcasting business in Decatur used to end his show by saying, if you eat, you're a part of agriculture. And I don't shut my eyes at night, any night, without remembering that. And I think that's our future. So save your money and buy a farm. You'll be just fine.
Again, that was Dale Opperly of Heartland Ag Group. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.